There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Food, the news, and the reviews.
Yeah, that pan doesn't have it every week.
What you noggin? So Mark tried out two of the restaurants. There's five here, Le Meridien Al Acca. And I think we're going to start with the Thai restaurant because that's your favourite kind of food, isn't it?
It is. And it's not only my favourite kind of food. It's a very special restaurant for me, this one. It's called Taste. So I wandered into the restaurant and I was actually supposed to be going to another one. The PR people here had said, when you arrive, call us and we'll take you down to this specific restaurant.
Mark the Rebel.
Yeah,
no way.
I thought, you know, I really want to go to this Thai restaurant because I spent my 25th wedding anniversary there, my silver wedding.
You'd think with all this nostalgia that he would have brought his wife with him, but he didn't.
No, I didn't. However, when I got sat down in this restaurant, one of the waitresses came over and said hi. And she said, last time you were here, you had your wife and your son, and it was your 25th wedding anniversary. And I said, how did you know that? You must be telepathic or something. What a memory.
Well, you've got unforgettable hair, man. You must go everywhere and people must go as you again.
Well, yeah, that, but...
Never,
you know,
do a crime.
Knowing it... No, I'm not doing any crimes. Not robbing a banker out like that. They'd nab me straight away, wouldn't they? But to remember, and I was even expecting to say, and you ordered this, and she actually did said, you like curry, don't you? And I said, yes.
Although that is a pretty good guess. That's like, you know, when you go to a fortune teller and they go, you're going to get married one day.
Anyway, that's what I had last night. I went to the restaurant here, the Thai restaurant, which has got to be one of my favourites. I mean, check out that for a menu. It's pretty smooth, isn't it? It's kind of a leather-bound menu, and it's called Taste, the Thai restaurant.
And what did you have?
Right, what did I have? I had... because I was only having a main course because I knew I had to go to this other restaurant, otherwise I'd get in trouble at work.
You want a restaurant crawl?
Yeah, so I said, look, I just want a main course and you know what I like. And they actually came up with the goods. It was the red curry. It's called in Thai, gang dang. It's got bamboo shoots, sweet basil, and you can have chicken, beef, or tofu. I actually have prawns. And a small one, which...
You can have chicken, beef, or tofu. I actually had prawns. Yeah. Difficult customer.
Again, they made it specifically for me. And it's for a small one, it's 75 dirhams, which for a main ain't that bad, is it?
No.
So if I had gone for an appetizer... then they kind of average around about 70. Some of them are 55. Salads and soups, 70. In the mid-70s.
And what was the atmosphere in there like? I mean, you were sat there on your own eating dinner. Were you getting any funny looks? Or?
No, I wasn't getting any funny looks. Not at all. No, there was another couple. A lady had a birthday. Then a family came in. They looked at me a little bit strangely because I was on my own. And, you know, I was talking to all the staff. And I got my recorder out. And it looked like it was this guy with a recorder. And the reason I got my recorder out is that I spoke to Gina, she's the chef. She's come all the way from Bangkok out here. She's been here... I think she said 10 or 11 years. And, you know, I asked her, what makes a great Thai curry?
The very famous is curry, because the curry paste, we made homemade curry paste here. So that's why you can feel when you eat, you can feel like the green chicken curry. Yeah, this one, the it's been like a fragrance of the herbs and spice. The ingredient inside, we have the red onion, garlic, lemongrass, kalangkal, coriander seed, the chili, the green chili. If the green curry, we use the green chili, and coriander seed, cumin.
So that's what you put in.
Yeah, well, I was going to say it must be on your repertoire at home because you love Thai food.
I adore Thai food.
Do you cook it?
It's my favourite cuisine. I have a go at it, but I don't do all the fresh stuff. I mean, I'll buy a mix, a curry mix, and lob it all in. You know, I mean, these guys really know what they're doing. And it kind of, you know, ingredients... They tasted very different and very authentic. And I asked Gina why that is.
We find a supplier that they have to import all the ingredients from Thailand. So that's why all the ingredients like a kaffalam leaf, kalangkal, lemongrass, sweet basil, some chili. This is many things that we can find and all we can combine for the Thai flavors.
So it's all coming from Bangkok.
And it's a big tick, is it, for the Thai restaurant? You liked it?
I absolutely loved it. Loved the atmosphere. It's not too big a restaurant, so you know, you don't need hundreds of people in there to get a nice atmosphere going on. I love the decor as well. It's kind of got dragons on the top of your chair that you eat, wooden dragons.
Are you going to be taking your good lady wife back there again?
30th, possibly for the 30th, if we're still around here.
And when is that?
Well, I think we're on 27 next, so it's not that far away.
Do you goodness think, me, she has to wait a while for a night out.
To do
she?
Something before that.
You are terrible. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was me one course. The red curry, I can recommend it, but there's loads of other good stuff on the menu in there. But fantastic. I was actually escorted over to another restaurant last night. And we were talking about a full moon, weren't we?
Yeah.
And this restaurant called Gonu, it's literally right on the beach. I mean, we're pretty close to the sea here, but we're even closer when you're in that restaurant, Gonu. Shruti, you were sat with me as well down there in the restaurant. I mean, you couldn't really get much closer to the beach than what we were last night.
Yeah, it was. You could get off your table and walk into the water. It was that close, and you could hear the waves lapping up as we were eating. And because of the supermoon, obviously it was a bit crazier than normal, but it was beautiful just being out there.
There's some incredible seafood. You actually ate in there. What did you have last night?
Yeah, I had the grilled mahi mahi. It's the fillet that they get it from here. So yep. It was the only local fish that they said that, this is the one you should have. It was delicious, but it was far too much.
Can I just ask you a question? Because I've been on many press trips with Mark Lloyd, and he stands me up at every single one of them for dinner. And I'm just wondering if you ended up in a different restaurant because he stood you up too?
No, actually, I have to say, Mark, when I called him up and said, Mark, you're at the wrong restaurant.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
He told me to come to the Thai restaurant and have something with him, and then we go down to Gonu together. And I was like, I'm going to go to Gonu myself. And then he actually sat with me while I ate. So, yeah, he's redeemed himself, I think.
Wow.
I did have a glass of water while I was there.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Now, I mean, just looking at the menu in Gonu, appetizers, there's a big emphasis on seafood on this particular restaurant. And standard kind of price for an appetizer, 75 dirhams once again. Your salads round for 65, 55. And for your mains, around 110. You got that fillet of mahi that Shruti had last night at 85 dirhams. So it's not going to break the bank, this one.
If you had to choose between the two, it's got to be Gonu on the beach, isn't it, on holiday?
I think for atmosphere, it's pretty spectacular, extremely romantic. Maybe the wife would prefer it there. And I also had a chat with Uday, who's the chef down there. And first of all, I asked him what the name Gonu actually means.
It was a storm which was affected at 2007, I believe. And it was destroyed the whole beach area where we were having one restaurant. And but our visionary leader, Mr. Patrick Antaki, who has decided to rebuild up again, and the whole team, we did it again. And this restaurant, how it was established and the name was given of the cyclone, which is Gonu.
Gonu, yeah, you remember that storm, Steph?
I do remember that storm. I'd just forgotten the name, but now that he said that, it's brought it all back. It was a right mess, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely devastated the whole of the coast here in Fujairah. So, I mean, they've rebuilt this lovely restaurant, Gonu. So I asked Uday, what's his pick? What would he recommend for dining here?
We will start with the Gonu starter, where we have a selection of a combination of seafood, which is a small, like a tuna, prawns, and other different varieties with the different spices and herbs. We just make it combination of it, and let's then move to the grill selection. We have all CAB meats, which is tenderloins, T-bone steak, ribeye, and yes, we have a seafood grill platter, which is a massive thing which can share by two people, and it's really worth it.
If I had the chance to propose again, that'll be high on my list of places to propose, especially when there's a full moon.
You could renew your vows. You could propose to renew your vows.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Do that after the 5 years that we've gone back to the Thai restaurant. Another 5 years.
You know what? I think you should start getting stuff in earlier.
I did, really?
Yeah, definitely.
You're probably right, actually.
Hey, we should also mention as well, Patrick, who is responsible for getting that beach bar back up and running again after the storm. He was on the show a little bit earlier on. He told us they've stopped serving hamor because it's endangered in the restaurant, so you won't get any of that there, which is good.
Yeah, it's very rare. I mean, I like fishing, and it's very rare you catch a hamor, and always put it back if you do.
I struggled massively to find a good breakfast in Switzerland over the weekend.
We had a cracking breakfast this morning.
We did, yeah.
Truthy, awesome.
Oh, I had such a tough time trying to find a good breakfast. Dubai wins every single time when it comes to brekkie. Shruti's been out trying one of the latest ones to hit the plate. We're going to have more on it for you in a second.
Food, the news and the reviews.
And we got Shruti, who has been out to check a new breakfast venue for us, which is very good because I love breakfast.
I know. I thought you might like this one. It's Arrows and Sparrows. Nothing new, but the menu is new. What they've done is they've revamped, they've called it their winter menu. And they've taken only 4 items from their previous menu and kept changed everything else. And it's all inspired by the owners, you know, their travels. And, you know, they went to Australia and they tried out these weird things and, you know, decided to include it in their food menu. And this is exactly inspired by everything that they've done on their travels. Yeah. And it's absolutely incredible. Yeah. So Arrows and Sparrows, if you don't know where it is, it's in the Greens. It's just next to the Onyx building. That's the new, this black building that's there. Mm. It's open daily, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And breakfast is served on weekdays until 1 p.m. and weekends until 3 p.m.
Would I be right in thinking it's a little bit hipster in there?
No, it was actually, you know, I mean,
there's no bikes on walls.
Nah, I would consider El Sakal to be the hipster area, not the Greens, and Arrows and Sparrows is definitely not one of them.
Would I get in?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And what I really liked about it is that you can take your pets and sit outside.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Greens is really dog-friendly, actually.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
Well, and what do the pooches have order then?
Oh, they normally just get a bowl of water. I don't think they'd encourage giving human food to the dogs.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's got plenty of parking. It's a great area. It's the MR Business Park. And it's a minimalistic decor, you know, and they had, like, really great pop music playing. They had Charlie Puth playing when I was there. And we went on a Friday afternoon, so it was quite busy, but we got a table indoors because I didn't take my dog along. And looking around, I saw all these couples and even people with little kids, and I met my friend with her 5-month-old baby, and you know, it was a great mix of everyone. There wasn't like a particular sort of crowd or anything. And even the food, when I was looking at it, the menu, I'm not a big egg person, I'd much rather eat something else, and the menu has great things on offer. It doesn't necessarily have to be eggs for breakfast, and the best thing is that you can even order the main course if you go for breakfast, so it's not limited to just your your poached eggs or your salmon and that kind of thing. It's got everything that you can eat.
And price-wise, what are we looking at?
So price-wise, so I had something called the ramen bowl, which is, it's cooked for 12 hours in this broth, miso broth. And, it's one of their main course selections. And that was around 55 dirhams. But what I can say about this, 55 dirhams, it's a massive bowl. So when you're ordering food at Arrows and Sparrows, make sure that you're sharing it, because even though, I mean, I don't have a big appetite, but my friend who I went with had a big one. But even then, we felt like we'd over-ordered and we'd eaten too much. So it's definitely one of those places where you need to share your food.
Mark, you're not a sharer, are you?
I'm not a what?
Sharer.
No, not really, no. I like to finish off what's on the plate, really.
Oh.
Yeah, that's all right. So any other Yorkshire Terriers there, or was there just the one?
No Yorkshire Terriers. I didn't take my dog. But there were quite a few outside. I met this really cute Labrador.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, I think, 4 or 5 months old.
Yeah.
Really, you know, young and really excited about being there.
Of energy. Yeah,
really cute. But it's a great concept, because as soon as they sat down, one of the servers took a bowl of water to the Labrador, and you know, they didn't ask for it or anything. And it's great. It's just, it's nice to be somewhere here in the UAE where you can take your pets, and you know, you don't get weird.
So he
looks.
He didn't complain, the Labrador. He didn't say the water's too cold. Send it back.
Oh, don't. Do you know what I did in the Greens once? I took one of the canine friends' dogs for a walk. 2 of them, actually. I went with Matt, who used to work at Time Out. So we took them for a big walk around, and then went to a cafe where you could take them. And I put a couple of ice cubes in because the water was warm.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise that you shouldn't really give them water with ice cubes in.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Well, I know that now, because he puked his biscuits all over the cafe.
Uh-oh.
It was horrible.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. We also had one of these really cool things. I think you'll call this a hipster one, but it's a latte in a cone. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Tell me this is not like soup in a big bread bun.
Sort of.
Well, it's going to melt, isn't it?
Yeah, so the trick is to get it, like, get into it as soon as you get it to your table.
I'm not into that. I'm not into having a race against food falling apart.
Yeah, so it's a cone, an ice cream cone, and it's filled with chocolate, which doesn't melt, by the way, so it's great. And the chocolate was delicious. And it had the coffee in it, and it's a shot of coffee. And it's got a beautiful leaf design on top of it. But the trick is to drink the coffee as soon as you get it, and then enjoy the coffee and the chocolate that's melted together in the cone. But my friend left it, and then by the time she had it, it was a bit soggy.
should just say today, if you've just tuned in, you're thinking, what is that noise in the background? We are live from Le Méridien Al Aqa Resort in Fujairah today. Mountains behind us, sea ahead of us, we're on the beach, but the Lifeguard Championships are happening. You can hear
that. Still going
on. They're trying to call everyone to the beach now to do the last one, the last exercise they're going to do. Then we'll have a winner. Actually, these guys won last year. Le Méridien.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, they're playing on home ground. They know
Fingers
the ocean.
Fingers crossed for them this time around. We'll see. We'll be able to let you know tomorrow, I guess, who's won.
And just before we go, I have to. I spoke to manager Andrea White from Arrows and Sparrows, and I asked her, what was the idea behind changing the menu every 6 months?
We're always trying to create something new for the people and something about the feedback that we get, what they would like to see on our menu. So we developed a green bowl to make it our breakfast a little bit more greener. And we have now acai bowl, which is very popular. People love it. And we developed a few other main dishes that people like, you know, some chicken dishes. You know, we're always just trying to incorporate what people tell us about the menu.
Overall, is it a thumbs up?
Yeah, thumbs up. But you have to share your food.
Thumbs up or paws up.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.